Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours Team List Tuesdays.
Yes, brought to you by Kraken and Cola Premix. Bar quality served at the only place you can serve it these days, MG, at home.
Yeah, that's the safest, isn't it? That's the safest place to be, baby.
Thank you to Crack and Run for getting on board Team List Tuesday. Let's rock into these round 21 sides. MG, quick one for the Newcastle Knights as they look to secure their spot in the top eight. Mitchell Pearce is back, named at seven for them this weekend against the Broncos.
Yeah, big one. Look, all these teams that are on 18, they want to be at full strength these last five games to try and get themselves into the finals. And I know Kalyn Ponga, I think, is his captain this week as well, which is a pretty profound movement.
C next to his name, the big deal, not official
yet.
I don't believe
it. I like that.
Yeah, you like it?
I like it. I think he'll flourish under the responsibility of it.
I hope he does. Jaden Brayley having a rest, though. Chris Randall will start at hooker for the Knights. Then you talk about teams fighting for their survival. 6 o'clock Friday, this game, two teams that want to keep their hopes alive. Raiders taking on the Dragons. And you can tell it's the last chance saloon for the Dragons because Jack Bird is back. He's named it fullback. Jack DeBellin is back.
Fullback?
Jack Bird named it fullback.
Come on, man.
Jack DeBellin is back. Blake Laurie is back. Zach Lomax is back. And Josh Maguire, all those players coming back from their COVID suspensions. Yeah. And Josh Kerr and Jared Beal, the last of the players to serve their barbecue gate suspensions.
Yeah, well, Titans, Dragons, Sharks, Raiders and Knights all on 18 points, all trying to get into the eight. And this game, I will say that the loser can pack up and get ready for 2022.
Ryan Sutton back in for the Raiders as well, which is a big in for them. This game, we're going to speak to Jaya very shortly. The Eels taking on the Bunnies. It's your second game Friday night. Regan Campbell-Gillard out. Mitchell Moses named at seven. He's back.
Yeah, look, there's three big games this round. This is one of them. How will the Eels bounce back after two losses and, more importantly, not even getting out of the try line last week while the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they're just on a juggernaut. They've scored 110 points in the last 2 weeks. So this is going to be a real good test for the Eels.
Cam Murray back into the starting side, which means Jaden Sewer moves to the bench. A little bit surprising given the form he's been in.
Yeah.
And Benji Marshall was also back in the 17. So still no Campbell Graham and still no Alex Johnston, but they're getting closer to full strength, these Bunnies. We'll speak to Jaya very shortly. And then we jump to your Penny Panthers, MG. Saturday, 5:30. This game's at Suncorp Stadium. They take on the Roosters, who are in ripping form. But here's some returning troops for you, mate. Appy Coruscant back. Isaiah Yeo back. And Tevita Pangai Jr. set to make his Panthers debut off the bench.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Look, it's come at the perfect time. You know, Tevita could be just the X factor the Panthers need to go one step further than they did last year. And the Roosters, well, they just keep on keeping on. They're a brave team. They're a brave club for what they've gone through, and they're still in the fight, even up to five rounds to go. So, great game.
You'll be pleased to know Joey Manu has been named at centre with Dale Copley, the new signing for the Roosters coming back.
I'm not ever questioning Trent Robinson again.
Jared Warrior-Hargreaves named, but obviously he needs to have a win at the judiciary to play. So, and interesting to note that Nathan Cleary has been named in the 21. He's named amongst the reserves, extended bench at the moment. Any word, MG?
I think we'll see him play next week against the Dragons.
All right. Very quickly, exciting this one. Saturday night, Seagull, Storm, probably the two form teams of the competition. Both full strength, except the fact Felice Kaufusi is out with a one-match suspension, so he's not there. But great to see two, you know, full strength teams going head-to-head.
Well, last week we tried to get it with the Panthers and the Storm, but obviously Penrith being depleted. This time they're both full strength. This game's mouthwatering. Can't wait to see it.
There's your team list Tuesday, brought to you by Crack and Rum. By the way, MG, we should mention Kyle Flanagan's been dropped.
Yeah, I'm starting to worry about the way they're treating him at the moment. They're just, you know, you can't have him in one week, out the next. He's either pick and stick or move on with and get someone else. You can't keep playing with your kids' emotions like this. Come on.
Kyle or Hokey Pokey Flanagan.
Oh, yeah, it's put your left foot in, your left foot out. Come on.
Bailey Biondi Odo is going to play 5'8", and Jake Avrilo is going to play halfback. So,
I feel for the kid. Yep. I feel for the kid.